Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our 66 summary verses of the Bible. Joining me today, again, Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew, as we give thanks for this opportunity to try to go through the books of the Bible in a chronological way. I know, Nathaniel, you've spent a lot of time organizing these. And for today, we are looking at 1 Chronicles, one summary verse for this entire book. Have at it, Nathaniel.
All right. So we have the challenge of covering the reign of David in one verse. We're going to take a look at 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Verse 12, this is coming from the New American Standard Bible. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. All right, Neil, so before we jump into this verse, let me just ask you, who is the subject of that verse?
It's the Lord.
Yeah, so that's an important thing to remember, because we are talking about the reign of David. But here we have this verse that reminds us that the Lord ultimately is in control. And that's one of the major themes of the book of Chronicles. Both riches and honor come from you. You rule over all. In your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. What we're going to do in the book of Chronicles, we're going to take a look at the reign of David, and it's basically going to cover his reign from beginning to end. We're covering about a 40-year period. But Chronicles is different than Kings. The opening chapters of Chronicles is going to have all kinds of genealogies in it. It's going to chart the history of mankind, starting with Adam. And so it's going to show us that God is in control. And that's why I love this verse as a summary verse of the book of Chronicles. Because this book, as it highlights the ups and the downs of the reign of David, and there are lots of both, it shows that ultimately the Lord is the one who is in control of all of the history that's taking place. We're going to see an emphasis on worship and an emphasis on the temple. It's Chronicles that's going to really lay the foundation for David's preparation for building the temple. Many people are going to remember the account of David saying to Nathan, hey, I want to build a temple for the Lord. And Nathan saying, hey, I think that's a great idea. And the Lord says, that's a great idea, but you're not going to do it. I'm going to let your son do that instead. And so instead of being discouraged, what does David do? He begins to prepare for the building, the construction of the temple by bringing in his talents and using his talents to beautify the worship of the people using the book of Psalms. And then also using his power and influence among his people to gather resources that would be used in the construction of the actual building. So it is the Lord that is in control. It was David's plan to build the temple, but the Lord had different plans. And the Lord is the one who rules over all, but he works in the lives of all to accomplish his purposes. Any thoughts that you have, Neil?
Yeah, I like looking. This has kind of been my weak spot throughout my ministry, Kings, Chronicles, Samuel. Because of the divided kingdom in the history, it can be terribly confusing. It has been for me. So I always rejoice in the opportunity to try to dig deeper into these things. But what I appreciate about the Chronicles, as you're mentioning, it's like the national, First Chronicles especially, Second Chronicles, as we'll talk about, is more patterned after the good kings in Judah that followed David's example. Not in the sins that David did, which I'm appreciative of knowing that from 1 Samuel, since David's one of my favorite people in the Bible because he's so relatable as far as sin and wrestling with God and the struggles of the earth, sinful flesh and the earth. But 1 Chronicles, as you said, it really points to the achievements that God brought through David for the nation of Israel. It really highlights how that nation is blessed that serves and follows the Lord. And what, as we read about in Psalm 33. And so what a blessing it is to for us to look at this and to recognize here is a person lived in history, and all the secular accounts would agree to that. And you can see how the God of the Bible was with him and with that nation as they followed the Lord. When they gave God the back seat, he took the back seat. It went poorly for them. Chronicles doesn't really show a lot of that. Kings does, Samuel does, but as far as Chronicles goes, it shows a good account of the positive aspects of the nation's history when God was in the driver's seat, when God was truly the king, and the actual earthly king was simply a servant of the high God, which is what we see primarily in David's life. He had his weak spots, but again, that's what we can relate to, and we can give thanks that the same Jesus, the same Messiah that saved David from his sins, is the one who saves us as well. So yeah, it's a fantastic study, tons of history involved. One thing I want to continue to grow in my short life here on earth is learning more of this wonderful history.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's close with prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we rejoice that you are in control and that all things are in your hands. We see this carried out in the life of David as you use the gifts that you gave to him in order to further your kingdom and to prepare others for the message of salvation. We ask that you would demonstrate that same truth in our lives, helping us to use the gifts that you have given to us that we might serve you in your kingdom, whether it be our gifts and our abilities or our financial resources, that we would use them in order to bring the message of salvation to those who are around us. We ask all of this in your saving name. Amen.
Amen.
We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.